We are up to Siman Tov Reish Tzadi. We started Siv Gimel. I'll go over Siv Gimel again. According to my schedule, I want to get up to Siv Tes tonight. Mir Sasha, let's see if we can manage that. Okay, Siv Gimel. I know we started it, but I want to just see the whole Siv. It's easier if we start from the beginning of the Siv. Tzochli Goyso Kula. We have to read the entire Megillah. Mitoch Aksav from a written text. Vim Koral Pele Yotze. If you read the Megillah, if you said the Megillah by heart, lo yotze, you're not yotze. Furthermore, the entire text needs to be in front of him. Lechatchila. Now, so you need the entire text. The point being of here, the entire text. Ksuva kula. The entire Megillah. Avol bat bedyevet im hishmit ha-soifa. If you find out in the middle of the Megillah there's a part missing, Tevois, letters, afilu, hatchetchev, half of the Megillah missing, fikorom, akoyre alpe, and this part, the Balkoyre read this, said this part by heart, yotze, still yotze. So what this teaches us is that of course you need to hear the entire Megillah, but in terms of the actual Megillah, that can be, if there's parts missing, you can still be yotze. So there's two parts really. We've got to understand. There's the hearing of the Megillah, which you have to, of course, hear the entire Megillah. But in terms of the Megillah, the ksav, the written, the text in front of you, here, if you've got substantial parts of the Megillah missing, you're still yotze. As long as half of the Megillah is written, you're yotze. And the other half is saying about. However, if there's part, says the Gemara, if there's part, the beginning part of the Megillah missing, or so for the last bit of the Megillah missing, even if it's just one word, literally the last word, or the first word missing, lo yotza, you're not yotza. Even if the Balkaria reads it, says it, and knows it by heart, you're not yotza. If the text of the Megillah is either the beginning or the very end missing, you're not yotza.
The beginning and the end.
First word and last word.
Is that all?
What do you mean to ask? What as opposed to?
So what comprises the beginning and the end on the Megillah? Is it the first chapter?
So even if there's a first word missing, you'll still can't be yotze.
And if the first word is there, but then halfway through the first chapter, that's missing.
So let's see what the Gemara finishes. He's going to address your question. Even if there is in the middle part, there's something missing. So if there's an entire inyan missing, a whole topic missing, a whole, how should we call it, a whole chapter, but not in the sense of a pirik, but a, episode, that's it, that's very good. So, because a chapter is misleading, because you think it's a pig, but even any kind of episode, if there's a full episode missing from the text, you also wouldn't be yotze. So either the first word missing, Megillah is no good. Last word missing, Megillah is no good. In the middle, there can be a lot missing. But if you've got a whole episode missing, here again, the Megillah is going to be possible. But if you've got half of the Megillah missing, more than half, so it's 51% of the Megillah text missing, and even if it is, even if it may be written, even if it's written, but the words are very unclear and not sharp and not precise, it's possible. So Rabbi said, a Megillah, if the beginning is missing, it's possible. The last word is missing, it's possible. If you've got a whole episode missing, it's possible. If you've got 51% or more of the Megillah missing, it's also possible. And at this... Yeah?
Well, I'm just going to say for Torah, if one letter is written incorrectly...
Yeah, so that... So you're quite right in pointing out that these halachas are different than the Sefer Torah. I'm not going to go into the shadows of Sefer Torah now, but you're right in pointing out that the Megillah is far more lenient, of course, if you've got, 51%, if you've got just under 50% of the Megillah missing, it's going to be kosher. And of course, that wouldn't be true with regards to the Sefer Torah. So you're quite right in pointing out that it's far more lenient than by Sefer Torah.
So if a letter was written incorrectly in the Megillah, it wouldn't make it possible.
Indeed. Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. If even if it's a pasuk missing, you're still Yotze. If you are toifes biyod, if you're holding in your hand, you're using a megillah she'enok she, which is possible. So if you have a megillah which either has got its beginning missing, or it's got its end missing, has got the whole episode missing, or it's got the majority of the text missing, then lo yikrim shliach tzibi should not read together with the bal koreh, elo rather shomea. You should listen to the Baal Koreh, but surely you should be quiet. Why so? Why should you not read together with the Baal Koreh? Why? If your Megillah is possible, why? Exactly. Of course. Because if you were to read yourself, you're probably going to be in it. You're going to be thinking you're going to be oitzer with your own reading, and you can't be oitzer with your own reading because the Megillah is possible. So if your Megillah is not a kosher Megillah, don't read loud. Rather, just listen to the Shliach Tzibur.
But if he missed a word or two,
very good.
Then he can read.
So you're right. Let's finish off the Ramon, and I'm going to get to your point. Don't help the chazan. The psukim which are read by the psukim that are repeated and said by the people, the chazan needs to repeat them and say them over from Megillah Kshera. Now, so the point is like this. The point is like this. Now, if the chazan says it, you are yoitza. He's using a Megillah Kshera. If you are saying it, then really, if you're saying the entire Megillah from a non-Megillah, then you can't be yoitza with that. But you're right. What happens? So what are you? So let's speak about this ever so frequent shaila. What are you meant to do if you miss a word? Because that's got to do with our sif. What happens if you miss a word and you don't have a Megillah Kshera? If you have a Megillah Kshera, if you have a real Megillah, there's no question about it. You miss a word. You didn't hear it. You weren't concentrating. You made a mistake. You didn't hear it. Somebody was coughing, you know, just behind you, and you were thinking, is it COVID? Is it not COVID? Whatever. And you just didn't. Now, if you've got a Megillah Kshera, there's no question about it. Just read from the Megillah. But however, what happens if you've got a Chumash? What are you meant to do then? If you're using a Chumash. You certainly missed the word. What am I going to do?
Just read it.
Absolutely. So Brad is quite right. You should just read it. Why? What's the cheshbon? Why should you just read it? It's not a Megillah Kshera. You've got a Chumash. A Chumash is not a kosher Megillah. So why should you read it from the Chumash? Let me just finish off. The answer is, because we just learned now, you can be Yotze reading from a non-kosher Megillah, as long as you heard, you're missing one word, so that doesn't matter. You know, you can have as long as the beginning and the end and the majority and the whole episode, you're still yotze. So therefore, having said that, what you should do if you miss part of the Megillah, you miss two words, you just read from the Megillah, from the Chumash, and then you catch up with the Baal Koreh, and that's how you're going to be yotze. You can be yotze from reading from a Chumash. Yes, Stephen, what do you want to say?
I
Well, then have you got a problem that you'll miss the rest of the words that he's following from the North Korea because you're doing your reading and he's already maybe on the next word?
Very good. So your concern is a very correct concern. And the answer to that and solution is if you read that a little bit faster than the Baal Korean to catch up. So you have to have 10 miles per hour added speed to the Baal Korean. So you catch up. Happened to me once, Taka, that I realized after a few, like half a minute, later, I realized I think I missed a word. So you try to catch up from there, and then, you know, by then you carry on reading and reading. But as long as it's not Dorev de Megillah, it's fine. So you keep going, and, you know, until you actually catch up. But normally with the hormones, you know, by the legs, takes you a couple of hormones, but eventually you catch up again. So that's the answer. You're absolutely right. You can't just say that word, and that's the next Shulchan Aruch is precisely going to your point. That's a very good question. That's a good question, because we just learned that you're first and last. Yeah, it's a good question.
Why is it enough for me? I understand you have to have them inside the bed, isn't it?
Why? You Taina, that what you are saying that since you've got the Megillah Kshera, so the fact that I seem to remember. I have it now in front of me, but I seem to remember exactly what you were saying. That if it doesn't matter, that if you do miss the first, if you come a minute late or you miss the first minute, you should be starting from the. You should read from the Chumash and catch up. Now, but I value your question very much, and I don't know the answer to it, because what we have learned, based on what we learned now, it's no good. But I know for Lemaisa, I know Halach Lemaisa, I know that it's fine, that's what you should do.
What's the Ashkoba behind it?
He got very late on the day, current day, and he got this latest minion in Stieblich, Meshav Stieblich, and it was full of drunk American bottom. So that's the banging Bahamas. The latest. The banging Bahamas, and it was no. And the Valkyra was saying, stop. And they banged by every single Bahamas. So the Valkyra, by the last pasuk, he stopped. He said, he quieted himself, walked out. All night outside.
Yeah, so that's that. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, very good. Yes, what are you asking?
Rabbi, well, what's the Ashkofa behind the first and the last? Why is that so crucial?
I don't know what the Ashkofa that is. Any suggestions to this question? Why is it that the Megillah needs, if you've got the beginning or the end missing, it's Ma'akev? Yeah, third word. If you've got a Megillah that the first word is missing or the last word is missing, this Megillah is not kosher. Why are we saying, why is the first word? I mean, I can guess that. What would anybody, any suggestions? First and last word?
I mean, you don't find that with any other No.
I don't know. It's a good question.
I suppose, without the beginning and without the end, you haven't said it at all.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. It's an interesting question. I don't know the answer. Okay, we carry on. Seif, hey, Korona Seroigin. That's Stephen's point a little bit. Korona Seroigin, if you read it, Seroigin. What does Seroigin mean? Tanish Posak, boy, you stopped. Veshaha, and you waited. Veachkach, and after that, Chazal HaMokim Sheposak, you went back to the place that you stopped. So you just had a break. It was just too much for you. You got such a splitting headache from these hormones. You went out. I can't anymore. I need to have a break. Yeah, I can't. You went out, you had a break. And then, after a bit of a while, you came back and you carried on reading where you stopped. So now, your yoitzer, afilu shor k'dei ligmor es kulo yotzer, even if your delay and your waiting period was as long as reading the entire Megillah. So basically, how long do you say it takes to read the Megillah? Half an hour? So you went out for half an hour to have a break. I need to have a lie down. And you went flat out to see to your headache. After half an hour, it was a bit better. You went back and you carried on reading. Your yotzer. Even if your waiting was as long as it would take to read the entire Megillah.
Would that not be regarded as an interruption? And what if you went out and you spoke to somebody, and then you came back and made
so speech? So the Chiddush of Shulchan Aruch is teaching us it is not a problem. It's not a problem interruption. It's fine. And going back to your question, your second question, can you talk in the middle? What if you say, "Oh, this headache is It's making me, I can't. Can you talk in this half an hour break? What if you did talk in this half an hour break? Do you have to go back to the beginning? You shouldn't. But if you did? Yeah. You read the Megillah, you had a half an hour break in the middle because of... You spoke halfway through the Megillah. Within the half an hour break, you have to go back to the beginning if you did talk, or you don't have to go back. So, I believe this is perhaps a Chiddush. Vafilu says the bottom line of page 308. Afilu soch bein time, even if you talked, even if a person spoke and had a conversation halfway through the Megillah, he still yotze b'diavad. Of course, me, however, goyarin b'mishe soch bein tayin, we protest. It's not the right thing to do. It's obviously the wrong thing to do, but if a person did talk, b'diavad is yotze. Top of the next page, sivav. Akhoriz ha-megil le-mafreh lo yotze. Person who reads le-mafreh is not yotze. So what does le-mafreh mean? Backwards. So what do you mean backwards? Chapters backwards. Yeah, in the wrong order. Wrong order. So Korah Pasuk Echad, you read one Pasuk. For Dileg Hasheni, you skipped the second Pasuk. For Korah Shlishi, went straight to the third Pasuk, having skipped the second Pasuk. For Achkach, and after Chaza V'Korah Hasheni, then you read Pasuk Beis. Lo Yotze No Yotze. So you read Pasuk Aleph, then you read Pasuk Gimel, and then you read Pasuk Beis, you're not Yotze. Mipnei Shekorah Lemafreya. Mipnei Shekorah Lemafreya Pasuk Echad, because you read one Pasuk, you read in the wrong order. Allocated Yasi, what if you did, if this mishap did happen? Maschil na Pasuk Sheini, Shoshachach, if you did skip Pasuk Beis and you went on to Pasuk Gimel, what you should do is go back to Pasuk Beis and move on from there. Shoshachach v'koyer ala Seder. So if you did Pasuk Aleph, you skip Pasuk Beis and then you went on to say Pasuk Gimel, what you meant to do is you go back to Pasuk Beis and you move on from there. Although you have actually said Pasuk Gimel already. Yes.
Isn't it like the Shema, Rabbi? If you read the Shema out of order.
It is. It is absolutely the same. Yes, it is identical indeed. By the way, I remember seeing, I think the Chassam Sof, one on the Foshim, says that it is the reason why Korah Lemafreya is not Yotze. Very interesting reason. You're asking for the Ashkofa behind it. So here there's an interesting Ashkofa behind it. It's because the Megillah, you know, is like, it's this long episode that took how many years? It was 12 years, 13 years. Took it. And only after that whole long period of time, they didn't realize, oh, look, the tremendous Ashkofa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, it took so many little incidents, so many little mini episodes within the old Megillah that, oh, to suddenly realize why Vashti had to be killed, why Esther had to be slept to the palace, why Achashverosh married her, why Mordechai this, why that. The whole episode took many years to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands are within it. So, but you need to see the string retrospectively to look back and say, oh, wow, I understand. Wow, now I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's master plan. But if you read Lemafreya and the order is not right, then you're not going to see the Ashkocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's as if you see, you know, point after point three. And if you don't see the string of events leading to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's master plan, if you don't see that, then it defeats all purpose of the Megillah. Therefore, it can't be that somebody's reading Lemafreya is your... You go back to Pasuk Beis and you move on from there. So what you did is Pasuk Aleph. The mistake, so what happened, he did Pasuk Aleph, Gimel, and then he go Beis, and then he go Gimel. So it's as if you ignore the fact that you did Gimel once before. That can happen. So what you did really, retrospectively, is you did Aleph, Gimel, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hevav, etc. And that you Yotze. And Seif Zayin is actually a repetition. We saw that earlier. Akhoriz ha-megillah al peh. Somebody reads the Megillah by heart. Lo yotze. The chavos is not yotze. Yeah. So if you read the Megillah by heart, you're not yotze. And finally for tonight, haloy is shomes ha-megillah. Somebody reads in a different. Somebody understands. Somebody speaks a different language. Aksuv v'loshen ha-kodesh. But he's somebody who doesn't talk Lashon HaKodesh, but he hears the Megillah Lashon HaKodesh, who v'kis v'kodesh, afol p'sheini yedamayim oimrim, although he doesn't understand a word what the Megillah is talking about, nevertheless, yotze no yotze, yotze de chavosoi. So even though a person doesn't understand a word, but he's still yotze de chavosoi. Now the problem is, what if a person reads in a different language? If you only speak English and you hear the Megillah in English, but that will be discussed in Sif Tes. Okay, to summarize, we learned this evening, Rabbi Isai. Very good. Wow. So we learned a person needs to read the Megillah, needs to be the entire Megillah in front of him. What are the four things that invalidates a Megillah? Which part must be missing?
First, the
beginning, end.
The beginning and the end.
Or what else? Pardon? Yeah, I won't say we're not there yet. 51% majority, and one more. If there is one grand episode missing, also the Megillah is possible. Right, then we learned that if a person reads together with a Shlach Tzibur, he's not Yotze, if he uses the Chumash. And then we spoke about Seroigin. Seroigin is if there's a big gap in the middle. Even if a person talks, he's still Yotze. It's not a great thing to do, but yeah, he's still Yotze. And then the Lemafre. What's Lemafre again? That if a person skips and he does it in the wrong order, the halacha is that? So if it's Lemafre, it's not Yotze, what should you do? Aleph, Gimel, and then Beis, Gimel, Dalet, etc. Finally, we spoke about somebody who reads by heart is not Yotze. And if a person doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, but he does say the Megillah Lashon HaKodesh, he's still Yotze. Over to you.
So the Torah states, and Yisro, the priest of Midian, the father-in-law of Moshe, heard all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Moshe and to Yisrael, his people. So Rashi cites the Talmud in Zevachim 116a. What did Yisro hear? What did he hear to make him come to join the Jewish people? He heard about the miracle of Kriyas Yam Suf and the war with Amalek. What was so unique about what Yisro heard? Didn't all the other surrounding nations hear what about what happened? So the answer is, said Rabbi Yehuda Leib Chasman, that they heard and remained the same. Yisro, however, didn't merely hear, he took action. Others were moved and inspired for a few moments, but stayed exactly where they were. So Yisro picked himself up and he changed his life. So everyone has moments of inspiration. The difference between a great person and an ordinary person is that the great person acts upon his inspirations. When you obtain an important awareness, let it move you to actual changes in your life. So Rabbi Eliyahu Lopian asked a question on Rashi. We can understand how the miracles at Yam Suf influenced Yisroi. However, what was so moving about the war with Amalek? So he replied, at times, the best way to appreciate Torah values for living is to observe the behavior of those who lack those values. So Amalek also heard about Kriyas Yam Suf. They themselves were in no danger from the Yidden. Nevertheless, they cruelly tried to wipe them out. So hearing and observing this, Yisro was moved. He concluded differently and realized how much one needs the Almighty in his life for his basic values. Oh, yeah. Okay.